Music from the Dum Dum Girls. Their new EP is called End of Days, and that was Mine Tonight. You're hearing it on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. I'm Juliet Frumhold, and I am very happy to welcome our guests of the evening into the studio. They're going to be sharing some tracks from a new album and performing live for us. We'll get to know them here in a few minutes, but first, I'm going to hand things over to the WYSO Performance Space for live music from Tombstone Tremblers.
On a hot October night out near the edge of town, a bunch of groovy zombies heat a primitive sound. Shuffle to the rustle of the haunted phrase. Think about the zombie girl, they'd like to squeeze her.
Tombstone Tremblers live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. We're going to hear some more live music from them here in just a moment. And we're going to talk to the band first. Let's hear a recorded one. This one is called Cry Wolf.
Every night about how your boy, he don't
from the Tombstone Tremblers. That one was called Cry Wolf. And we're going to be hearing some more tracks from them here in just a while, a little while. But first, I want to welcome the band into the studio. Welcome, you guys.
Hey.
Thanks for having us.
Hello, hello. Very happy to have you all here. Why don't we start off? Tell me how the four of you got started playing music together.
Well, I met Tony, the guitar player. This is Specs, the vocalist, at a party over at a mutual friend's house. And we just kind of hit it off, invited a few other people together, and eventually got together. Really worked out well, and we've been having fun ever since.
And you guys have been playing out for a little bit now, and I know you're playing this Friday night. What has the process been like, you know, sort of getting together, writing songs, developing the live show, and now recording?
Well, it's been a long process, actually. It's almost been 2 years now. Different lineup changes, and our bass player, Diane, she entered the band in January, and that's pretty much been the solid lineup. Writing songs is pretty cool in this band because Specs is the main songwriter. And
I paid him to say that.
Yeah, yeah, it's good. He takes the creative control and is real good with it, and it's nice not having another guitar player write the songs because it's very unique, and he hears them in his head, and then I interpret them on the strings.
What is that process like? Specs, do you come in with the lyrics first or the lyrics and kind of a sense of the melody and then these guys help you flesh it out? Or how does that process happen?
Well, nobody knows where art really comes from. So. No, I mean, you know, y'all just be driving down the road and I'll either hear a lyric or I'll hear a beat, some sort of hook maybe of a guitar, and I'll just try and work with Tony and try and work it out and get something going and then bring the other band into it and it eventually forms into a song. It's nice. I mean, sometimes you end up in places, I know it's been said many times, that you don't start out, but it's really nice to go through the whole process and see what the finished result looks like compared to the initial idea that you had, you know.
That evolution of the creative juices flowing.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
What was it like working on these recordings? Did you guys do these yourselves or did you go into a studio?
We went into the studio at the BHA. Where we practice, and they had a place there where we could record. We got it done really fast. It was done in about, we had everything recorded in about 6 hours,
yeah.
I think it was.
It was and the most painless recording I've ever heard
yeah,
of.
It was the only one I've ever been to, but.
Daryl was awesome. Daryl did the recording.
Yeah, Daryl Ives helped us with the album. It was a really good job he did.
Yeah, it was like.
He's a true pro.
Yeah, Led Zeppelin recording. We just went in, it was one take, everything, and he didn't want to mess with it. He said, as good as is.
And so since Daryl was doing the recording, did you do it like old school to tape and all that stuff?
We did the instruments to analog. We did that to tape. And then he played it back and edited it and a digital editing suite. I'm not sure exactly which one it was. And then the vocals and overdubs we did, we sampled digitally just because we didn't really have any room left on the tape. So, but yeah, it's nice because so we got masters and, you know, it sounds really good. We didn't even really have to adjust too many things or lay too many filters on top of anything or auto-tune anything, so it was nice.
That's awesome. You guys are lucky to have such a quick and easy studio.
Yeah,
experience.
It was very painless, very Band-Aid, yeah. Yeah.
When you guys went into the studio, was it at all intimidating to strive to capture your live sound? Because I've seen you guys live, and there's so much energy there and so much power there. Was it at all intimidating to strive to commit that energy to tape?
Oh, it's not really intimidating at all. It was very natural. The way we play it live is the same way we do it in the studio. We just hunker down, and we play the songs like we know them, and it just comes out. And fortunately, it sounds good enough to put on the CD, and so that's how that worked out for us. It was pretty good.
And when is the album going to be released to the masses?
Well, right now we're still working on the album art. We got a friend, and you know, I don't want to drop names or anything like that, of ours. It's also a tattoo artist that's actually going to be working on the album cover, so it should turn out really well. Once we get that squared, hopefully in a couple weeks, we can send it off to the printers, and make it available to everybody at shows and hopefully at local record stores and whatnot.
Very cool, very cool. So probably a late year or early new year kind of a thing.
Yeah, I'd like to get it out before the end of the year if we can all square it. Yeah, we've been sitting on it for about a month and a half now doing nothing. So
ready to unleash it into the wild.
Definitely.
Once you have the album out, are you guys looking to do any touring, either regionally or farther than that?
Yeah, I mean, I think especially with the region that we're in, it's kind of nice because you really have many major markets, at least three major markets, Dayton, Columbus, and Cincinnati, just within driving distance. You could even count Indianapolis if you want. So I'd like to do at least a mini tour in support of the album, locally, maybe down to Louisville or something like that. But we don't really have any plans of going national or anything with it. It's just an EP at this point, so we kind of want to, let it get out there, let it, disseminate, see how it goes, see how people dig it, so...
Absolutely, absolutely. Now, looking forward into the new year, do you guys see yourselves going back into the studio then to do a full length next year, or do you just kind of want to see how this goes first?
I would say definitely.
Specs has been pumping out songs left and right. Yeah, about 10 new ones.
All of them number one chart toppers.
We got to record all of them just to make sure we remember them.
Yeah, exactly.
You've already got your number one hits album. Done. It's ready. Well, let's talk about musical influence. You guys have a very, 60s, 70s garage rock kind of sound. Where do you guys come from musically? What kind of influences are you bringing to the band?
Well, I think everybody can, state their own. I'll start off. I mean, I'd certainly say, major influences. Like you mentioned, garage rock, certainly a lot of Sonics and that whole kind of Northwest sound. Also, a lot of the West Coast stuff, such as Ted Nugent and some of the harder stuff, some Slade from England, I'd say, is definitely a major influence. Glam rock, Bowie, along those lines, at least for me anyways. How about you guys?
Yeah.
I started off with Led Zeppelin, and that pretty much ruled my world for about 10 years. So 60s psychedelic rock. And living in Dayton, I've been exposed to a lot of bands that I've never even heard of. Believe it or not, I just this year started listening to the New York Dolls. Love them. So Specs is the master with all of the music history. He teaches me a lot. So, yeah, I'd say basic influences would be the 60s. 60s. And some early Seeger. Early Seeger.
That's always good.
Yeah, I got to say Specs turned me on to Seeger. I didn't really listen much to him until
I'm turning the world on to Seeger.
And some Thorogood, too. George Thorogood was a big part.
Do you guys feel like I've talked to some other bands that, are also embracing the garage rock sound? I feel like I've definitely seen a revival of interest both on the musician's part and on the audience's part. As musicians yourselves, what do you guys feel about that? Do you think that people are getting back into the garage rock sound a little more?
Yeah, I mean, I think so. I think that people really like the simplistic beats. They really like the way it sounds live. Garage rock has always sounded really good live. You don't have to have a lot of processors or vocal effects or things along those lines. And I think much like when punk came about in the mid-70s, after all of the big sound bands of the early 70s, people got really sick of that overproduced sound of everything. And they came back to punk, and that was, a whole movement. And I think now you're seeing the same thing. When you had the 90s and the early 2000s, the way the stuff that MTV was just puking out there for a long time, they really overdid it. And I think people got sick of, the auto-tuning and everything like that. And they're really looking for more simplistic stuff. I think you can definitely credit, White Stripes, Black Keys, those type bands for bringing people back to blues. And in the end, blues is, really heavy in garage rock, so...
I don't know if it's ever really even left Dayton. To me, garage rock is the Dayton sound. I mean, you don't get that everywhere. When you come to Dayton, I want to see a rock and roll show. It's simple.
Yeah, and they've also had lots of punk for a long time. You got GBV, too, mm-hmm. which you can definitely hear that in some of their indie sounds. So, yep. Yeah.
Do you guys feel like being a part of the Dayton music scene, going to shows and playing, that you have been influenced by other bands, by, your fellow musicians in that kind of nebulous Dayton sound?
Totally.
Yeah, definitely. I know I really would enjoy going out seeing the White Soots. Mm-hmm. I think they're fantastic. Like, there's tons of bands in Dayton to go out and see.
Yeah, especially for the size of the scene. It's always been very impressive. I'm not from Dayton originally, and it's always been very impressive to me how many shows there are going on in any given night in a city the size of Dayton, because, there's many other places, such as Fort Wayne, where they'll have the occasional really cool show, but I don't think that they have as many shows on every night as they do down in Dayton, though it's similar size.
And people can check you guys out Friday at Omega Music, and that's a free show, right?
That's a free show, yep.
Very cool, very cool. Moving forward from there, do you guys have anything booked into November, or are you going to be just kind of concentrating on getting the album out there?
Yeah, the next weekend, November 4th, we're playing at Blind Bob's. We're playing Sunday, November 4th down there with Cheery Lee and the Hot Rod Hounds, which is a friend of ours band, Brian Hoflake. He plays in it, and I've heard that they got a really good sound for him, so I think it'll be a good matchup for us.
Very cool, very cool. Well, let's take a listen to another track from the album, and then we'll hear some more live ones and let people know where they can keep tabs on you online and eventually get the records. So nice. We're going to listen to another one from Tombstone Tremblers right now. This is called You're Too Reserved. You're hearing it on Kaleidoscope on WISO.
Baby, 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 you're too reserved. Baby, baby, baby. She recoils from my touch. Baby, 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 you don't absolve the damage that you're causing with the smoking cup. When I see her dancing, I can't help but think about all love inside of me that never will come out. Baby, 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 you don't observe the damage that you're causing with those smoking cups. Oh, baby, 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 you're too reserved. Baby, 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 you're too reserved. You get the kind of love
from the Tombstone Tremblers. That is from their forthcoming album, and it's called You're Too Reserved. We're going to turn things back over to the WISO performance space to hear another live one from Tombstone Tremblers. Tombstone Tremblers live in the WISO studios. We'll be back to chat a little more with them coming up here on Kaleidoscope on WISO.
Some people say it's all in your head, but when you see a little boy who's not supposed to be there run directly through a wall and look you in the eye, you know exactly what it is. On the Next Snap Judgment, from PRX and NPR, we proudly present Spook 3. Do not miss it.
Thursday night at 11 and Sunday night at midnight on WISO.
We're back here on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WISO. I'm Juliet Frumholt, joined once again in the studio by the Tombstone Tremblers, who we just heard some live music from. If people want to keep tabs on live gigs and the album release, where can they check you guys out online?
All the standard places. Reverb Nation, we have a page. Tombstone Tremblers, also Facebook Tombstone Tremblers. So either of those places, we post updates and let you know about shows that are coming your way.
Excellent. And a couple of those shows, they're going to be at Omega Music in downtown Dayton this Friday. It's a free show. Check it out. And they'll also be playing November 4th at Blind Bob's with Cherry Lee and the Hot Rod Hounds. Really good band, I've heard. I haven't gotten out to see them yet, but should be an excellent show. Looking ahead, aside from getting the album out and possibly getting on the road, do you guys have any other big things in store for the end of this year, the beginning of next year? Or just going to kind of see how all of this goes? It's a lot already.
Yeah, kind of see how it plays out and also, you know, try and schedule as many gigs as we can, you know, in support of the album and things. And then I think at the top of the year, we'd like to, you know, try and get back into the studio, record some of the newer songs that we've been working on, some of the things that we've hammered out, and see about maybe, you know, getting even a second album out there by the time spring rolls around, which, of course, as you know, is when many shows start really happening around the Ohio area because the cold's finally breaking. So.
Absolutely, yeah, yeah. Good time to get out there and play, have maybe some outdoor performance opportunities as well.
But yeah, I think, you know, we've been really evolving with our music quite a bit and really kind of getting locked into our sound. We were a little all over the place when we first started. I think most people would agree with that, that have heard us. And we've really honed in on our sound at this point. So I'm really happy with where we're at with the band. Everybody's, you know, from Dayton, so we all know the area really well. And I'm really looking forward to it.
It seems like, you know, there comes that point where you've finally got your lineup set and then you spend some time kind of like getting to know each other as players and really kind of locking in. Do you guys feel like that was a fairly easy process with the current lineup once you got everybody in place?
Oh, yeah. It is the most low-maintenance band I've ever been a part of. We practice Sunday morning, and then Specs makes us lunch, and then he does my laundry.
Wow.
So, a lot of perks to be part of this band.
Band membership with perks. I like it.
Yeah, and, you know, we've had a few lineup changes, too, you know, over the past 2 years that we've been together. And we're really happy with the current lineup that we've had for about a year now. Di joined the band as bass player about a year ago. And I see no reason why that's going to change anytime, unless you see a reason, Di. I don't know.
Well, is there anything else people ought to know about you before they come out and check you out, either at Omega this Friday night or at Blind Bob's on the 4th?
Just come see us, and we're a real good time band. We play, you know, I know it sounds very cliche, but good old rock and roll. We don't stray too much into crazy genres, and I hope everybody can make it out this Friday to Omega Records.
Excellent. Well, thank you guys so much for coming out tonight. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you. Yeah,
thanks a lot.
Check out the Tombstone Tremblers Friday night at Omega Music in downtown Dayton. That's a free show. You can also check them out November 4th at Blind Bob's with Cherry Lee and the Hot Rod Hounds. We're going to hear one more from their album because I like it so much. This is called Jesus Son, and you're hearing it on Kaleidoscope on WISO.
Brothers and sisters, you've been delivered.